This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. It is July 6th, 2023 at 8:40 p.m. on the East Coast. And I believe we have quorum. Nancy, would you take the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Oops. Allen is present.
Adriana Castaneve.
Present.
Thank you. James Dingman.
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you. Dodsworth. William Foster.
Here.
Thank you. Sue Goodwin. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Donna Grimes.
Here.
Thank you. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Alexa.
Present.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you. James McFadden. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Thank you. James Sagerton.
Here.
Sharon Salam. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Here.
Egberto Willis. Okay, let's see. Fred Dodsworth. Sue Goodwin. James McFadden. Sharon Salam. Egberto Willis. We have 16. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Arthur Schwartz.
He'll join us for the closed session.
And Nancy Sorden here. And Markeisha. Oh. Okay. 16 present for the board.
Thank you, Nancy. That brings us to the report out from the executive session of June 15th, 2023. And that report out is the PMV met in closed session to discuss confidential legal, contractual, financial, and personnel matters. Next up is excused absences. I have to say, I do not recall getting emails from anyone about requesting excused absences for this evening. Egberto just suggested that he is requesting an excused absence. Darlene, was there somebody else?
No, I was going to say Egberto.
Okay, thank you.
Sharon Nick Salam on the call.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Sharon's here. Nancy will take note of that. Are there any, is there a motion to excuse?
I would say we have.
So move. Excuse,
Second it.
So it's, You're excusing, you're moving to excuse Egberto?
Yes.
Okay. And Jim, did you second that?
Yeah. I'd also like a motion to excuse everybody who's not here.
So is that a motion to amend?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Is there a second for Dingaman's motion to amend?
I accept it. I second.
Thank you, Sharon. Any discussion of the motion to amend? Hearing none, are there any objections?
Can we define who they are? Because I see Sue Woodwin here too.
Oh, yes, thank you. That's a good idea. So it does appear that Sue Goodwin has joined us now as well. Nancy, Sue, if you'd like to acknowledge your presence.
All right, thank you. Sue Goodwin.
Thank you. So, Nancy, who's missing?
Fred Dodsworth, James McFadden.
And Egberto, who asked for an excused absence. So, okay. Any objections to the motion to amend? Hearing none, we'll consider the motion amended. Are there any objections to the motion to excuse the absences of the three who are not present this evening?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair, only.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I heard before, I mean, it was the meeting that I came a little late. That was a big discussion about no excusing people that didn't ask for an excuse absence. Is that happening? Are we doing something about that? Are we telling members that at least they need to ask for an excuse absence? I don't have any problem excusing the people, but is any decision about that? Because we talk about that, but nothing was done, right?
Yeah. No, you are absolutely correct. We did talk about it at some length. I did not send an email out to people to remind them. So, but perhaps we will make that the practice going forward because I think the people who have made the point previously in the past about, you know, it's better to let your colleagues know when you can't make it, in case we would ever have so many people unable to attend that, we would fail to achieve quorum. So, okay. That said, I will send out an email. I have made a note to myself. I made it really large. So there's some chance that I won't forget it. And, that said, are there any objections to, oh, hang on. It would appear that Fred Dodsworth is here. Fred, would you like to acknowledge your presence?
Fred.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're down to just James McFadden and Egberto who aren't here. So any objections to the motion to excuse those two absences? Hearing none, we'll consider those absences excused. And the next item on the agenda is identifying timekeepers. I need someone to time people and someone to time items. Can I get a volunteer for timing people?
Adriana has her hand up.
Oh, Adriana, go ahead.
I thought she was volunteering.
No. I'm not.
I didn't think so, actually.
Can Julie, I get a volunteer?
Julie, this is Heather. I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Heather. And can I get a volunteer to time items? Anyone? Please. Someone?
I am on the road. I can't do it right now.
Thank you for offering that up, Darlene. Can I get another volunteer now that we're clear that Darlene can't do it?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, Adriana. Appreciate it. All right. So that brings us to agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, which is a 5-minute item, Adriana. All right. Item 3 is approving minutes of open sessions. That's a 5-minute item. 4 is committee reports, of which there is the usual longish list: audit, coordinating, finance, governance, elections, programming, strategic planning, personnel, development task force, and technology task force. Item 5 is affiliates report. Item 6 is the ED report and Q&A. Item 7, oops, is the general counsel report and Q&A, which I meant to take off the agenda because Arthur won't be here till the closed session, and he reported to me that he didn't have anything for open session. Item 8 is unfinished business. Item 9 is new business. 10 is motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 10:15 p.m. And then there's the closed session agenda. So, portion of the agenda. I move the agenda. Can I get a second?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, we have an issue that we didn't resolve since a long time ago. It's pending, and we are now with election, and we have the same people that is more than almost 9 years in this, in the KPFT board, running again for re-election without is permitted to run again for another period. When we will discuss this issue, because it's always late, I send the information to everybody. We said that we will resolve the issue, and we are in the same situation again. And now we have a candidate that have 9 years on the board already.
I did actually put some time on the closed session portion of the agenda. I didn't remember why I put it on there, but it might have been for that particular issue. We passed a motion saying that we would delegate this to a small committee, which I set up, and a small working group. I don't know that we actually called it a committee. I believe they have transacted some business via email, but I'm not sure that they've actually met and come up with anything to share with the board at this point. So, you're absolutely right. We need to grapple with it, but we need to grapple with it before the ballots go out, if in fact anyone is to be disqualified. But
and it's only way that I can know who are part of that committee that you or that group that you put together.
You can know. I don't have my notes in front of me right now that tells, I mean, I'm happy to share with you. I just don't have my notes in front of me right now. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared in the moment to answer that question. So we are on, just to be clear with everyone, we are on agenda approval still. Dingman.
All right.
Oh, hang on. I moved the agenda, but I didn't ever get a second. Can I get a second? Thank you, Teresa. Okay. Go ahead, Dingman.
All right. I sent a motion that was quite simple, and you can clarify, because we had a debate about this last time when we were debating about extending this nomination candidate process till the 31st of this month. And I sent a motion very simple to extend the nomination and candidate validation process till July 31st. Now, where's the PNB? You can, as a point of information to you, Julie. Where's the PNB have the power or not have the power to recommend that to the NES? Because all I'm hearing from all sorts of people around the country is all sorts of confusion, this and that, about the way they're hastily trying to get themselves validated or whatnot. So, and I sent this about 2 days ago. So you can just clarify to me where our power is as opposed to the NES's power on this issue.
Sorry. But I don't have the bylaws in front of me at the spot that talks about this, but I do believe that it is the sole purview of the National Election Supervisor to make an extension. I think the PMB could, you know, if we decided we wanted to, pass a resolution saying, you know, we would like X to happen, but it would be solely within the National Election Supervisor's realm to consider or not consider that. And let me just say that I know that the elections the people who want to run for delegate, the candidates have to get their nominations. At the moment, they have to have their nominations in by the end of the day today, which hasn't happened yet. And so I know that in the past we have had instances where we had fewer people running than there were seats, and that would be a reason to extend the deadline further. I do not know whether that will happen anywhere. I have to say, I just haven't paid that careful attention to. I know that the elections.pacifica.org website is updated as people get their, submit their paperwork. And I know at least at some of the units, there are more than enough people running, but I don't know whether that's true across the board. So.
All right. Well, I hear what you're saying. I sent that motion in to be discussed, to extend this nomination candidacy validation process ahead of time. I asked that it be placed on the agenda at some point to discuss it briefly. I mean, I hear what you're saying. On the other hand, it's not like we're powerless to not suggest anything.
Okay. I now see the email with your motion. Apologies for missing it. Okay, so hang on one second. Let me see. Where would you put it on the agenda, Jim?
Whatever makes common sense. I mean, I don't want to spend 2 hours debating this. I don't care. You choose whatever makes sense.
Well, okay. Tonight we have the committee reports. And then we have an ED report, and then I had the general counsel report, which I just finished saying that Arthur wouldn't be here for the open session. So that won't happen.
Personal privilege.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
I do not have the executive session agenda.
It is the one that was attached to the email that I sent out.
Yeah, I've got three things, but none of them says executive session. And while we're at this, I did send a motion back in April that has never been heard, that you acknowledged back in April.
Okay.
Since we're talking about old motions.
Okay. I might have acknowledged back in April that you sent a motion.
No, you sent me a note saying you didn't see it until afterwards and blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to send it again.
Yeah. Cause, folks, I don't know about you, but I get
nobody's asking you to be superhuman.
Yeah. I get an awful lot of email and stuff does fall through the cracks.
This was about the long curve survival of the network.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Which we will wind up talking about in closed session this evening. So, okay.
Madam Chair, how we have
so hang on. Okay. Hang on. So the problem is that, people keep, sort of saying things and we're not finishing anything. And so Dingaman asked for his motion to be put. And I suggested that it be item number 7, since we're not going to have a general counsel report and Q&A in open session. And so we have to, if Dingaman's making a motion to amend the agenda, I need a second before we can
second.
Discuss it.
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you. And now see if there's any discussion of Dingaman's motion, which I believe, putting Dingaman's motion on the agenda, he did send it to the entire PMB. He sent it on July 4th, 9:54 PM Eastern time.
Chairman, That is why my hand has been up.
And mine as well, Chair.
Okay.
I defer to Beth.
So hang on. There's, you guys are the last hands up. So, well, it's Jim, then Adriana, then Vanessa, then Beth. And I want to remind people that we're not debating Jim's motion. We're debating, does it belong on the agenda as an item? Dingaman, your hand was up.
That's fine. I think it's self-evident. I don't need to debate it. We have an election process. I honor it, and I want to make sure it is fully implemented without any hassles, such as people not being able to nominate people. It's as simple as that. I mean, and we can debate about whether it should be a month, 3 weeks, 1 week, whatever. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Vanessa? You're muted, Vanessa, if you're speaking.
Sorry. You called me before I was ready. I just want to not debate it, but support it. But there's an aspect of it I would like to add or address at the same time, which is the accuracy of the membership database. Myself and various others are, despite the fact that we can verify that we made multiple contributions, we're not in the database. The LSP chair is not in the database, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know who cleaned out that database and what they did to it.
Ms. Fitzgerald.
Hang on, Vanessa. This is about putting the item on the agenda.
Is about addressing that issue as part of the motion that Jim is making.
Okay. All right. Right. Thank you. Beth.
Thank you. My comment is along the same lines as Vanessa. I think that given our past experience in this last week or so, I think I speak for more than just myself. Well, there have been so many irregularities in the process and so many delays and malfunctions and unresolved outcomes that I think we need, whatever we call this item, it needs to be broad enough to allow for discussion of the full vetting of these irregularities now before we blunder any further. So I don't have wording in front of me, but I just want to be sure that whatever we call this agenda item is broad enough to allow for full discussion of all the irregularities. Thank you.
Well, I think it's going to, well, then we're going to be here all night. I'm sorry. It's not part of Jim Dingaman's item, their motion. So I see Dingaman, Fred, and Nancy's hands. Fred, go ahead, Dingaman, quickly, please.
I'm okay.
Okay. Fred?
I just want to remind everybody that nominations are closed tonight at 12 o'clock, and there's no way in hell that we will be done by 12 o'clock. And so the whole issue of reading in or ruling on how this is all going to happen is actually going to be moot in a few hours.
Thanks. Nancy?
Could I please get a copy of the motion? I don't see
it. Yes, I will send it to you.
By the way, who took my hand down? Because this is the second time it's been taken down without Mike, me doing it.
I do it because, okay, folks. If anybody else wants to be the chair of this PMB and run the Zoom account by themselves, taking hands down, I need to see the hands in order. And so when people have spoken, I take your hand down. So, if you want to speak again, just put your hand up. I apologize, but otherwise I'm not going to be able to keep track of everybody. So,
Adriana,
thank you for explaining it. I didn't know, and my hand was taken down because I had spoken previously, and I didn't know why it was taken down. Now I do.
Got it. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I'm keeping time, and we have 5 minutes for the agenda, and we are almost at 10 minutes with the agenda.
All right. Thank you. So what's on the floor right now is Dingaman's motion to amend the agenda to replace the general counsel report and Q&A with his motion, discussion of his motion on the elections. Are there any objections to amending the agenda as such? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda amended. Is there any other discussion of the agenda? And if there is, I need a motion to extend. And I also want to point out to people that we need to have a robust closed session this evening. Beth.
Beth with you. Thank you. Could I ask that Jim's motion be sent to the entire board? I'm sure it's in my stack someplace, but there have been boatloads of mail this last week, and it would be helpful to have that sent again now so that we all have it in front of us. Thank you.
I just sent it. All right. But technically, I should have ruled that out of order because it's really not about the agenda.
Where would you have liked me to raise my hand for that?
When I
raise my hand, it gets removed, and I can't see from here whether it's still up or not. So I put it up again, I think, but that's taking it down, and so I get bumped to the end of the list, and so it's not clear. Forgive me. I'm just trying to take part. Rule me out of order if you want.
Let me know when you're done, Beth.
I always thank everyone when I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Are there any objections to the agenda? I'm putting your hand down now, Beth. It was up. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda approved. Next item on the agenda is minutes approval. Nancy, are there any minutes for us to approve this evening?
No, sorry. Don't have any.
That's okay. We'll save ourselves a few minutes there. Okay, so then, sorry, my computer is acting up, and the next item on the agenda after minutes approval, I'm pretty sure, is the committee reports, and yes, the first committee up is the audit committee. Who's reporting on the audit committee? Perhaps the audit committee hasn't met. Next up is the coordinating committee. I'll report for the coordinating committee, which is that we attempted to meet on June 29th. We did not achieve quorum. We had some discussion of to help put together the agenda for this evening, but that's really all there is to report. Next up is finance committee. Jim Sagerton.
Chair, we're going to skip the report for the Finance Committee tonight. Check KPFTX for our next meeting. We have a couple of motions that are perfunctory that were to be ready for tonight, but due to election activity and other things, didn't get to it, so we'll do it next time.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, next up is Governance Committee. Beth?
Yes, Governance Committee met a week ago Wednesday and failed to make quorum. We had 7 people present and agreed to meet at our next regular meeting, and that I, as chair, I would survey the committee to see if there was a time between now and then when we could schedule a makeup meeting. We haven't done that yet. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Next up is Elections Committee. Aki?
Yeah, sure. I can make a little bit of a report. Basically, we're just reviewing how the elections are going, which seems to be going pretty well considering all of the time pressure that Renee has. So a few things that we agreed on is that lot of the complaints about shortcomings in, you know, getting the membership information in a nomination will be all summarized by Secretary Susan and will be forwarded to Renee. We also are going to ask Renee whether it's possible for her to make cards to encourage people to go to their station's website to make sure that their email address is in the system. That will help, you know, the whole election process cost-wise, where everybody can vote electronically instead of paper ballot. And then the third thing that we agreed on is that we are going to ask the PNB and the executive director to send a cautionary statement regarding the slander and libel to all Pacifica candidates and current NSB delegates. So they're clear on, you know, what the legal ramifications of slander and libel is. Anyway, so that's about the extent of the Elections Committee.
Thank you, Aki. Are there any questions for Aki? I see Fred's hand. Go ahead, Fred.
I just want to thank Aki and the Elections Committee for doing a thorough and professional job.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anything else for Aki? All right. Next committee up is Programming Committee. Heather, is there anything from the Programming Committee?
Yes. Well, thank you so much. We've been having some really good discussions, and I'm going to put this on Sue Goodwin right now. Sue, one of the things we talked about is having a national news program, actually, in Pacifica. Sue, could you explain briefly what we've talked about there? I'm putting you on the spot here, but you're the one who knows. Could you possibly just say something briefly about what we've been discussing?
Yes, Heather, I'm so sorry. I said I was sent to in the past couple of days. It's been a bit busy. But what we're thinking about is that we need a Pacifica national program that both promotes the Pacifica brand and encourages our listeners to identify with Pacifica in addition to their individual stations, but also presents the best of what Pacifica has to offer. So what I'm working on are a couple of templates that could, follow, a couple of guidelines. For example, is it a show that is the best of the week? Is it a show that combines the best on a topic? For example, on this week, with this incredible heat news that we've been hearing, how could we pull from the Pacifica archives on what we've done on climate change and heat? I mean, I still need to think about it, but there's a lot of ways to do this. But the point is, the Pacifica Collective is doing amazing works. And that's what we want our listeners to understand. And that's what we want to connect to. And our basic challenge is to figure out how to do this in a way that doesn't cost a lot of money. Obviously, we will need a host, but I don't think we're going to have money for a lot of producers and editors. But I think we can figure this out, because we have the material. We are producing this material every week. And as a Pacifica listener, I want to hear it. I want to hear what the other stations are doing. So that's what I have to say at this point in time. I need to write it up some more and make it more concrete, but I hope that's helpful.
Thanks so much for that, Sue.
I actually had my hand up and somebody put it down.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, no, hang on. Nobody put it down. It's still up.
I just put it back up again because Jim was not in front of me.
Okay, well, look, I didn't touch anybody's hand.
I'm not saying you did.
No, I know, but I'm the only
just
one
went
who
down
has
again.
Control of the hands.
And my hand just went down again, and nobody's...
Well, Fred, please ask your question or make your statement.
Yeah, okay. My statement is, regarding this programming and the wonderful suggestion that Sue Goodwin made, I did send, and this is not a motion, but just for discussion, I did send a motion back on April 13th that says, whereas Pacifica Network is once again a desperate financial crisis that threatens its continued existence, be it resolved that the PNB orders the general managers of all stations to submit as soon as possible, but no later than May 15th, data as to the most recent subscriber responses to programming, specifically every program and every time slot, shall provide garnered and committed sum total subscriber contributions toward the operating expenses in the network promised or delivered to the station for that program and time slot. Additionally, for each program and time slot that offers premiums, the cost of acquiring such premiums, including the cost of delivering such premiums, shall be provided. We have many great programs.
We do.
And we have, unfortunately, been told on numerous occasions that the general managers don't want to submit that information to the PNB for sure. What?
I don't understand that. I find it hard.
I don't understand it. It's insane. And that's why I made a motion back in April that we should compel them to. There are great programs that we need to share. And we need to also reach out
to
affiliate networks because they have great programs that we don't know anything about. So
that's the idea. This is the best of Pacifica.
There's something happening with your sound. I don't know what's happening there, but we're going to hear from Jim for a second. Sue, we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Jim has his hand up. We're just going to hear from him.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Right, I know that Julie's going to want to move on to the, but go ahead, Jim, quickly.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with Fred on this, given that we passed a resolution about this a year ago and got only very tepid responses. So given the financial situation, we definitely need this kind of data. Now, I should add that when we had the programming committee, we agreed that myself, Susan, and Heather would get together and talk about, you know, because I was talking about like having commentaries. KPFA used to do that tremendously in their schedule historically. And that would be a way to keep up to the latest news breaking that day, that people as commentators, and also really now start to explore the podcast revolution, because that could really enhance our ability to do all sorts of things in terms of news. And finally, something similar to what happened in New York on July 4th when we had the Ellsberg teaching, which was pretty good, to start doing that kind of stuff. Global climate change, 100% I agree with. And if people on the normal schedule don't have it, we simply do it as a podcast or a stream and make sure that it's a must-carry on the websites of all the stations so at least people know that it's being done. It doesn't have to interfere with the analog, but we want people to know that here's this stuff going on. It supplements the normal programming that's focusing in on key issues of the day, such as the ridiculous heat. Anyway,
Madam Chair, time.
Thank you. So we're at the end of the programming committee report, and so that means that the next committee on the list is the Strategic Planning Committee. Dingaman, you're up.
Quick. We had...
Think about programming. We're on the verge. We just got to have a few more conversations to find the mission. And the process, the production that fits within our financial restrictions, but we will figure it out because we have amazing programming. And Okay, I'll shut up.
All right. Strategic Planning Committee, Dingaman.
Yeah, and I agree with Sue. Okay, we were going to have a meeting about a month ago. We didn't make quorum. We're going to have a meeting on Monday. And I sent out to all the different members of the committee, you know, all sorts of stuff that has to do with strategic planning. So hopefully we'll have a robust conversation on Monday. That's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you. Personnel Committee, Darlene.
Hi, Personnel Committee. We did meet. We did make quorum. We did have our nominations for chair and secretary that was sent off to Terry Goodman, and he created the ballot, and it's been out for folks, and we have until Friday before our next meeting, which is Monday the 17th, to get our ballots in for that small internal election. We did work on the step of executive director self-evaluation. That's been sent out to Stephanie along with some of our commentary notes. And I also had a conversation with her, letting her know that was about to land on her. The next meeting, well, the agenda will be posted, but then it's, you know, what does evaluation, and in this case, from a distance, look like? Thanks.
Thank you, Darlene. That brings us to the Development Task Force, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, we had our regular, am I unmuted?
Yes, you're unmuted.
Yes, thank you. I only have to flip through two screens to get there. We have our regular meeting on June 26th. There were 10 of us present in spite of the fact that technical difficulties made it impossible for us to get into the same maestro room at the same time together for 45 minutes. I've talked to Otis about that. We discussed, we reviewed our regular list of potential revenue streams and settled on grants to discuss for that meeting, and with a specific focus on the upcoming annual round of FEMA Building Resilient Infrastructure and Community Block grants. We haven't qualified for that yet, but if we did, it would to some extent be like hitting the jackpot. So a couple people from the task force will be looking into that further. We'll have our next regular meeting on the fourth Monday of July. I don't have that date in front of me at the moment, but that's our regular meeting. It's posted on PFTX in case anyone wants to join us. And I would just like to point out again that we are more likely to have robust participation in all of our committees and task forces and meetings if we don't schedule them on top of each other, because that's still happening. We lost at least a couple people until later in the meeting, and a couple beyond that because they were in other meetings. And so I would request, I mean, these meetings have been posted since very much earlier this year, and I would request that if people are trying to schedule things ad hoc or at the last minute, that they consider what's already there on the schedule before they do that. Thank you.
Dingaman, do you have your hand up to ask Beth a question?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Next up is the Technology Task Force. Dingaman, go ahead.
We are going to have on July 22nd, Professor Thomas Patterson of the Shorenstein Center at Harvard, and he will be talking about the question of reinforcing local radio on public radio stations and community radio stations to help meet the gap that has been existing in local media for the past couple of decades because of the collapse of print media nationwide. And I will circulate the paper to everybody, including I will put on Pacifica radio waves. So as many people as want to participate, they can see that. That'll be, I think, around 2 o'clock that day. And he'll be doing that on the 22nd. If there's any change in that, I'll let people know. That's it.
Thanks. All right. That gets us through the committee reports. Next up is the affiliates report, but I think Heather and Bill didn't necessarily have anything in particular to report tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, did you want to say anything?
It's just that we met, and Ursula, she broke her arms. And so that slowed her up a little bit, but, the project for the, audio port is still going forward and it's almost completed and she's very happy about that. We also talked about the possibility of Reverend Joan Ross, who is the chair of the Association of Affiliates, to possibly come to the PNB to be introduced and to discuss the activities of the Association of Affiliates.
Thanks, Bill. I think that would be great. I think a lot of us don't know that much about the Association of Affiliates, and it really would be interesting to hear from Reverend Joan Ross. Any questions for Bill and or Heather? Adriana, is your hand up?
It's a different question. I'm thinking if we finish with this, we have extra time. Shouldn't be the good time to talk about the G motion that he wants to discuss about the, we just passed the election committee. Shouldn't be a good place now to talk about that?
Yes, although, I mean, it would be okay, except that we approve the agenda and put it as item number 8. So the only thing in between that and, in between here, I mean, now and that item is the ED report and Q&A. So, honestly, it's easier to just stick with the agendas drafted, although, perhaps.
The only question is, like Fred said before, mm-hmm. and when we are done today, will be moot. I mean, if we don't go to that before going to executive session, doesn't make even any sense to discuss this issue. And I don't think that for the time that is going on, that we will have time to do that.
I appreciate your point, Adriana. We're actually doing okay because we're supposed to go into executive session at 10:15 p.m. and it is 9:28. So I think we'll do, as long as people don't, I had the ED report and Q&A down for 20 minutes. So as long as we don't have a lot of questions and, requests to extend time, we'll make it, right? And so, I'm sorry. Your point's well taken, except that we approved the agenda and we would need to pass it, to amend the agenda at this point, we would need to, it would have to pass by a 2/3 vote. So, the question is, do you want to roll the dice and see how we do in terms of getting through the ED report and Q&A, or do you want to not take a chance and make a motion to amend the agenda?
No, that's okay, but we need to remember that and try to get on time.
Got it. Thanks. Okay, so then thank you, Bill, for that report. So the next item up was the ED report and Q&A, and Stephanie, are there things you want to share with folks in open session?
Thank you. The ED report was sent to everyone that includes recent financials of cash on hand and aged payables. So as of yesterday, the available cash on hand with all of the divisions is approximately $472,000 and $472,905. All of this is on the ED report that was sent out. A lot of that cash on hand isn't necessarily fluid cash, as some of that is to be used for some outstanding aged payables or regularly scheduled aged payables that are coming in. We also have a payroll that needs to be funded also by Friday. The net profit / net loss as of our consolidated financials ending period April 30th is also on the list, and that is at negative $1,107,947. Also on the list for people to review is the payroll, which is again is included on most of the on the other ED reports as well, and that was for our most recent pay period of June 16th through the 30th, and that breaks it down with each of the divisions, the number of employees, total hours worked, salary, etc. We are past due still for healthcare through DC Health for our employees at WBAI, WPFW, the affiliate network, and the national office. So we are trying to work with them to extend out those payments for us. And we are currently, just in our projections out, are anticipating a potential shortfall for our pay period in July, but we are working closely on that, and we will discuss that further in our closed session. We are ready to start the audit, but we still do not have the funds to pay the audit firm. So we are in communication with them on a regular basis, at least letting them know that we are, you know, going to still be moving forward with the audit. We will still be getting it done this year. We just need to get those funds in order to pay for it. We are still looking at various offers on the Los Angeles property. We'll go into that in greater detail as well with the closed session, but we do have three offers on the table right now. With our loans, we are still in default with the FJC loan. We did not make the payment that was due in March, and we had another payment that was due at the end of June. I do not have the total amount on that because they haven't sent us the bill for that dollar amount yet. And we are also behind in our payments to the small business EIDL loan as well. We have, as far as with the elections, as I said, we have two donors that covered the first payroll payment for our national election supervisor. We do have another payment that is due to her in late July. So we are still working on securing the complete amount of funding for that. We have had no communication yet from CPB regarding the grant. But again, we still have what we have, again, put together courtesy of that grant is that we now have a nice development materials library. So we can pull various materials that are available to the stations if they're writing a grant and they need some assistance. And we are also looking at a government grant right now for archiving materials that we'll be working with the archives on that. Anybody have any questions?
Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, last time we met, we discussed the possibility that somebody was going to either invest or loan us a very large sum of money, and you were meeting with them and an attorney, I think, and I wonder if anything has transpired in the last 2 weeks. Is that not to be spoken of now?
Or nothing has transpired. I am waiting for them to put together a proposal to submit that to me that I can then submit to the board.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else with a question for Stephanie? All right. Thank you, Stephanie. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which on the agenda I emailed out to everybody would have said general counsel report, but this is the item that we switched to Jim Dingaman's motion. And Jim, could you read your motion and pause so that we can see if there's a second before you start to motivate it?
All right. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe someone has it in front of them after I sent it. I'm not near my laptop. Okay, why don't you read it, Nancy?
Okay, to have the nominator and candidate validation process extended to July 31st, whereas it is critically important for the election process to be treated seriously and not to slip in, not in a slipshod fashion, be it resolved that it is the will of the Pacifica National Board that the nominative and candidate selection process be extended to July 31st.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. I don't really have to motivate it. It's self-evident. And I will just reframe. We all have our opinions about it, but I will keep mine to a bare minimum. I just think that it's important to make sure that the election process is carried out successfully. Since we've been battling away about this for several years, and we should make sure it's done right. Thank you.
All right. I see Fred, Ali, and Vanessa's hands. Go ahead, Fred.
This is not the 11th hour. This is not even midnight. This is after midnight. And I'm trying to figure out what impact that this will have upon us installing new, having the elections and installing new board members in to meet the requirements of the judge.
That's a good question. Arthur is not here to help us answer that. I think the key question is whether is the degree to which this possibly slows down. You know, there are, let me take a step back and say, there are steps in the elections process, you know, that are by law specify, and they say, you know, this step has to take at least this much time or what have you. And there are some steps, there's extra time, wiggle room in between some of the steps as they're laid out in the ones that have specific dates that are laid out in the bylaws. You know, and so the question is whether if we were to extend the nomination period through the end of July, one of the things that would do is that would almost surely delay when the ballots would go out. And then the question becomes, you know, does it actually hamper, you know, our ability to, you know, have the elections concluded by in time to have delegates seated in the December LSB meetings, right? And so I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. We probably should have invited Renee here to try to address that question. Maybe what I'll do is call on other people while I try to pull stuff up and see if I can possibly answer it a little bit better. But go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I really do wish Renee could have attended this meeting because, you know, I tend to support this motion because we want to allow as many people as possible to run. But on the other hand, if it's, you know, we've already had so many delays, we already put this off a year. We really want this process to go as smoothly as possible. Does anyone here have any idea what kind of response we're getting as far as people being nominated and enrolling, you know, is it going well? Do we have candidates or, you know, do we really need to push this back? So, maybe if it's possible, can we ask, you know, Renee to join our next meeting because this is getting critical. Thank you.
That's an excellent point. I'm sorry. I wish I'd thought of inviting Renee earlier. Absolutely, positively, that's a good idea. Let me oh In principle, I mean, I looked up the dates. So there are some dates that are listed specifically in the bylaws. And, like, for example, it does say in the bylaws, that nominations close on June 30th.
That's in the bylaws.
Right. Now, so here's the point. The PMB can, we're the fiduciary body, right? And so one of the things we can do is we can, we can say that it's in the best, if we believe this to be the case, we can say that it's in the best interest of the foundation to extend this deadline. You know, and it's a one-time decision. It's not abrogating the bylaws. But here's another point. Ballots are, in principle to be mailed on August 15th. And so the question becomes, are there, you know, if we wait till, if we extend nominations all the way to July 31st, that gives a very narrow window for,
printing the ballots. The
candidates to make sure that they're all, valid candidates, right? You know, after ballots are mailed, the next thing that's listed in the bylaws is the close of voting, and that's listed, you know, so voting has to be open, I think, for at least 30 days. It says that the close of voting should be by, September 30th. And then that gives the NES 2 weeks to then, well, 15 days technically, to count and certify the vote. And then, you know, with the goal being that people are seated by December, of course, right? But what I just spelled out, what I didn't, list was the possibility that, you know, if we don't achieve quorum in the vote, because we have to get 10% of the, I believe is the quorum. If we don't achieve quorum, then we have to extend the voting until we get quorum. And so what we can't do is, you know, back up the election's timeline to the point where, you know, we run out of time to extend the balloting. And so an extent, you know, in principle, the bylaws anticipate an extended, voting period of, it looks like, you know, almost 3 weeks. And so, you know, those are, but, you know, even if you extend the voting by a couple of weeks, and then you give the NES still 2 weeks to count and certify, we would still have people elected, or we would know who won the elections, you know, sometime in early November. And that, of course, gives people ample time to, you know, be prepared to show up for their first LSB meeting in December. So, so that's the kind of the dates that are spelled out in the bylaws. I will continue to call on people now that I've answered that question. So, Vanessa, you're next.
Okay. So even though the bylaw says the deadline is June 30th, it was already extended by necessity to July 6th today, because it had to be, because there were so many extreme problems with the nominations process. Candidates couldn't get certified as members, although they could prove that they made donations. They were not in the membership database. Nominators who had made contributions could not get certified as nominators, because even though they could prove that they had made contributions as required, this was not in the membership database. So it got extended to today out of necessity. And there were just a slew of problems with especially nominators trying to nominate candidates. They kept getting a loop, you know, looped back to the same place, but never to being able to nominate candidates. Those problems, at least for PFW, started to be resolved, at least in my experience, in the last 24 hours. So it was a very frustrating period of time. So I don't necessarily support extending to the 31st. I don't know if Dingman has a specific reason for that. I think, but I certainly cannot confirm that maybe the nominations issues have straightened themselves out. And just looking at the list of candidates and the number of nominators that each candidate has, at least at PFW, I don't know if it's different at different stations. So maybe that part of it, I think maybe is okay.
Vanessa, time is up.
Okay, so what I would like to do is to make a motion. I don't know if it's a substitute or whatever. To me, the larger issue is to investigate why members are not showing up in the database, which not only has impacted the nomination process, but surely will impact the election process. How are people just getting dropped out of the database? To me, that is the larger issue. So I make that motion. I don't know if it's appropriate as a substitute, but I make that motion hoping for a second because something is wrong. Something is wrong.
Thank you, Vanessa. Okay, so honestly, I don't think it's a substitute motion. I think it's just a different motion, right? So Jim's motion is about changing the deadline. I think I got this right.
To July 31st.
To July 31st. Be it resolved that it is the will of the PMB that the nominative and candidate selection process be extended to July 31st. So that's Jim's motion. I think your motion is just a different motion. It's not a substitute motion. It's not an amendment. It's just a different motion related to the election. So we can only deal with one motion at a time. So Vanessa, can I just ask that you hold that until we deal with Dingaman's motion?
Okay.
Chair, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to jump the stack. I just wanted to point out that at the open session of the June 15th meeting, the PMB passed a motion regarding a July 31st extension already. The motion was worded, motion in support of elections timeline. Quote, the Pacifica National Board supports a decision by the National Election Supervisor to extend both the period for membership and the candidate nomination period, which includes declaration and qualification, to July 31st. There were amendments in there by Beth, Adriana, and Dingman, and this passed without objection. So I presume this has already been communicated to the NES. What Jim is bringing forward tonight is a little redundant?
Yes.
So what are we doing?
Wasting time.
Thank you. Go ahead, Darlene.
I have a question and a statement or a point to make. The question is, this is being stipulated as a suggestion. We're not presuming that the PNB is going to intervene and make something happen that hasn't. And number two was I just looked at the candidate roster, and then there was an earlier question, do we even have enough candidates in each election? And we have ample. WPFW staff is the only one that has just the bare minimum. And I do recognize that who's on there is not the same list as who might want to be on there. But the answer to the question of are enough people running, looking at that, I reporting back amply the number.
Thank you, Darlene. Appreciate your looking that up. Beth, you're next.
Thank you. yes, I was finally able to get into my own candidate's account only today and only after great and repeated effort throughout the week, correcting many errors, waiting for response back from the NES. I'm not saying that she's not responsive. I'm saying she's overloaded.
And I'm still, I've got my short statement in. I don't have the long statement in. We have assurances that they'll be accepted up through Saturday, but I haven't seen that in writing anywhere. And it, without having it in writing, it's hard to hold anyone to it or just to take it on faith. I know I'm not the only one having these problems. I spent quite a bit of time at the end of last week trying to help other people become candidates, and they were hung up repeatedly because they had no way to verify whether they were members, whether their membership was current, whether they could make a donation at that point to assure. Some people just did it online. Others couldn't get that to work. And therefore, I would suggest that what I appreciate the reminder that we've already addressed this, and I think we should reiterate it. I hope what I heard was correct, that we should be extending not just the registration for candidates and nominators, but also the date of record for membership, because until and unless people can confirm and update, if necessary, their own membership, they didn't, it undermined people's ability to apply or to register.
That's your time is up.
Thank you. Fred, you're next.
I do work with printers, and you need to know that delaying this is going to be really problematic. I don't know whether we're mailing or printing any things, but if we are printing anything, this is the time of year when everybody's working on their fourth quarter promotions and printers are backed up for, I've got a book that is going out and I'm backed up for 6 weeks. And any delays that we have are going to cause real problems. On the election website, it says all stations have 9 or more listener candidates and 3 or more staff candidates, and they are complete, therefore. And that any extension is going to increase our expenses, and it appears that we don't have the money to start with. I have to tell you, I've been through 2 election cycles now. They've been completely screwed up every time. I couldn't do my nominations. And this is just SOP for the PNB. What can I say? This is nothing new, and there's really no reason to delay, no reason to increase our expenses. And I'm voting no on this.
Adriana.
Yes, I'm really worried. I'm receiving, as we speak, I'm receiving a bunch of emails from people from my station, at least, saying that it's impossible. They don't receive, some of them, they don't receive any answers. They don't know how to get there. It's not being, most of the members, this sounds like it's an inner circle situation. I mean, we have our chair that sent an email to the LSP people, only reminding them to sign as nominators. And that was all. But the membership didn't receive any of that. I'm receiving email from people asking me, how can we go there? Even for me and from some of us, it's difficult to go there and check how the situation is. I believe that, I agree that we need to do the process the best that we can, but we need to be really careful that for rushing, we are not allowing the real membership to have an option to go there, to nominate, to know what's going on. I'm really worried about this issue. I have emails, I can prove emails of people telling me that they cannot get an answer. They don't have a way to go there and do what they are asking me to do. And imagine this process is all being done online and computer. We have a lot of old people that the only thing that they have, they listen to the radio, they try, but they are not that well versed in computer.
We are
creating a problem. I'm really worried about that, and we know how this will finish. Like always, things happen in this foundation. Somebody will decide that it's not fair and will sue again, and we will start from scratch. We need to be really.
Adriana, your time is up.
Thanks. Jim Dingman, you're next.
Yeah. Sean, of course, is right. It is redundant, but then we passed that and then nothing was done. We're now at a deadline. I hear what Fred's saying, but it already has cost us five figures in a law, frankly, from my opinion, a frivolous lawsuit. So, you know, whatever is necessary to at least give more time, you know, whether it's 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever. But, you know, I think we just need to have more time so that people are satisfied that this process has been successfully carried out the way it should be and was intended to as we developed these bylaws a long time ago. Thank you.
Next up is Sagerton.
I regret that Arthur is not here to help us with this, or that Renee is not here. I wonder if we could even possibly call Renee to get her on this call. And I have had some of all of the problems that I'm hearing. I'm a nominator. I can't find my password. I've checked my spam. I've checked my promotions. I don't seem to have a password, so I can't nominate anybody. Some of our candidates are getting messages that they don't have enough nominators. It's just fraught with difficulties and I think dismissive remarks about just moving on and, you know, not incurring any extra cost. The judge ordered us to have a bylaws compliant election. When he said we should do that, we were already out of compliance because we were supposed to hire an election supervisor back in March. So we have to do the best we can. I don't think the judge is going to be happy if he finds out that, you know, we had a dearth of candidates because people weren't able to find their passwords to nominate people and, you know, things weren't able to happen prior to, you know, deadlines that were, you know, for truncated periods. So I do agree that we should at least recommend to the NES that she extend this. And I agree with Jim, it doesn't necessarily have to be till the end of the month, but at least a week or two. That's all. Thanks.
So after Sagerton, I see Vanessa, then Teresa, then Beth, all of whom have spoken. Well, no, Teresa hasn't, but Teresa, why don't you go first?
Some people that I've talked to that are nominators, they received an email from the election supervisor giving them their password, and then when they tried to nominate, they couldn't see the list of candidates. And I found out later it's because they had still not checked, even though they had given them the password, they had not checked or had not, somebody at the station had not verified that they were a paid member. So maybe that's the problem. And in that instance, I told them to send an email to the election supervisor saying, I've tried to vote and these are the people I want to nominate, and just gave the list. And I'm assuming that with persistence while during this situation where we're trying to, while they're verifying all of these things, they will verify that these nominators are really paid nominators. They're paid up, they're current members, and they can nominate. So I would just suggest that people get more than 15 just in case anything's contested. But if you know you're a current member, I would say another person that was running, and I had been on the phone with her when she went online to donate, press the donate button. And I think because her name was spelled one way when she did her credit card and another way when she applied to be a candidate, it was a problem. So she just contacted the development director and said, please verify that I'm a paid member. So if you have a question like that, I would say, you know, the people should, and we can tell people, contact the NES at pacifica.org and tell them what the problem is and tell them how it can be resolved. Thank you.
Thanks. So the others that I see on the stack still have spoken already once. Happy to have people speak again. I'm just pointing out that it is 9:59, and I asked Vanessa to hold off on her motion on account of Dingaman's motion. And so what I want to ask you folks is, are you really speaking to Dingaman's motion about extending?
Yes.
Asking the NES to extend to July 31st. Okay. So Vanessa, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I guess, so I'm hearing what people are saying, and it's a continuation of the same horror story that I've been experiencing all week. The election supervisor or the assistant, very often the assistant, is able to kind of come through at the, you know, after the nominator has tried three or four times, after I've sent a half a dozen emails, and fix it. But like I said, that just started happening in the last 24 hours. So I hear that those problems are still happening. I just got an email from an LSB member who was trying to nominate candidates and experiencing the exact same problem as every other nominator that I'm aware of has been having. They can't get into the proper website to do that. And then in return, they received an email from the election supervisors saying it closes tonight. Given the high volume, we may not respond till tomorrow. If you just signed up, go to this website. So they're just being referred to a website. Maybe that's the only option they really have because they're just crunched. There's just the two of them and they're overloaded. So maybe that's an argument to extend it. I still think July 31st is too far out, but maybe it does need to be extended because it's just been too hard. And part of that, I'm on an LSB, and I think some of what I was able to figure it out is because I am on an LSB and I had access to information and resources that maybe, you know, a non-LSB person wouldn't have. So something is wrong. So maybe it does merit extending it.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, this will come up again next year in court. That's in the existing lawsuit. I don't know the date. I understand they were just given a date. We are already being closely scrutinized for legal irregularities. When I say that, I'm not guessing. The timeline is not the only detail stipulated in the bylaws. We should do what's necessary to make these the cleanest, clearest, fairest, most inclusive elections possible to make it clear that we're making our best faith effort. The NES is not in a position to override those details in the bylaws on her own, but we as the board are. And so I think it would take actions of both the board and the NES in cooperation to see to it that we're in compliance with all the requirements of governance. But I do think it's necessary to limit liability next year. I think it's necessary to extend time now, including for membership. The date of record. Thank you.
Thanks. Fred, you're up.
There are lots of people I would like to see on the board, lots of people I'd like to see on the LSBs, but it hasn't worked out that way. This time, I just could not nominate. I tried. The very last minute, within the last 36 hours, Renee sent me an entirely new thing, at which point it really wasn't worth it anymore, and we'd already gotten the number of nominations that were required. You know, you keep talking about changing the bylaws or ignoring the bylaws. This is exactly what got us into this lawsuit. Getting out of this lawsuit means going forward by the bylaws as quickly as possibly and delaying. There will always be another reason to delay. There will always be another problem. There will always be something that doesn't work. We need to vote this down. And we need to vote the next one down as well.
Doug. Staggerton.
I'd just like to say to those who were saying, well, you know, just write to the NES and she'll advise you to do this or that or the other thing. Midnight is the deadline. So, you know, that's not going to happen. It's already been said that she's saying, you know, if you don't see it tonight. You might see whatever you're concerned about tomorrow. So it's not plausible to say we're going to deal with the NES on this and we're going to write to her, do other things. You know, I'm trying to do this now during this meeting and it's already 10 o'clock. So, I mean, this is just not plausible. So I'm going to move to amend Jim Dingman's motion and say to extend this process, or recommend to the, whatever language he used, recommend to the NES. All I want to do is change the date from July 31st to, let's say, July 15th.
July 15th being Saturday a week.
Yeah.
Is there a second for Sagerton's amendment?
Second, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. Discussion of Sagerton's amendment, and I'm pointing out now that it's 10:05.
I think I already motivated Chair, so go ahead.
Fair enough. Darlene, I see your hand.
I'm not speaking to James's amendment. I'm just waiting in line.
I'll come back to you. Dingman?
Well, I'd like to call the question on
the
first one.
Well, yeah, if you call the question, it has to be on the most immediate thing, which would be Sagerton's amendment.
That's fine. I'll call the question on that.
And I'll second that.
All right. Thank you. Are there any objections to calling the question?
I object. I'd like to exhaust the stack. There are people who haven't been heard on this.
Well, the people who are on the stack are...
Everyone has spoken.
Yeah, the people on the stack are Darlene, Dingman, and Beth.
We've all spoken.
I believe you have all spoken. So,
Chair.
But not on this.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
I'm certain of 10:15, right?
Yes. And so, hang on. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what Sagerton said.
I just said that people have spoken. That's a new item. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You were like fuzzy there at the very beginning. Can you start speaking and then say what you said again, please? All right, never mind. Okay. Are there any objections to calling the question on Sagerton's amendment?
I already expressed my objection. I would like to be heard then, on this item, please.
Then are there any other objections besides Beth's objection?
I'll object for the same reason. She hasn't spoken on this issue.
Okay. Are there any objections other than Beth's and Vanessa's objection to calling the question? Hearing none, rather than go to a roll call vote, which Robert's rules would tell us to do, I'm going to say calling the question passes with two objections. And so,
point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Beth, I'm sorry.
It
the
would
point
have
of personal
taken you less time just to hear it than it did to do this end run around. I'm done.
Point of order.
Where we are is that the question has been called. And so now I am asking, are there any objections to Sagerton's amendment extending the process, recommending that the process be extended to July 15th?
I object.
I object. I object.
Okay. Well, I've got multiple. Nancy, let's just take a vote on Sagerton's amendment, please.
Okay.
I'm trying, people. I really am. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're all right. Every single one of you is right at the same time. Okay, go ahead. Nancy, take the vote.
Okay. And you're doing fine. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says pass.
But point of order, what are we voting on?
Sackerton's amendment, which would change the date in Dingman's motion to July 15th.
Okay, thank you.
So it's the 15th or the 31st. Yes means the 15th. No means the 31st. Keep going, Nancy.
Point of information. If Sackerton's motion passes, do we need to vote on Dingman's motion?
Yes.
Well, so we're voting on the amendment.
No.
Then we have to vote on the motion as amended. So,
right.
Okay. So the amendment is what we're voting on now. Does it say the 15th or does it say the 31st? Okay.
Thank you.
Adriana Casanave, how do you vote?
Pass.
James Dingman?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Fred Dodsworth?
Come back to me, please.
William Foster?
I pass on this one.
Sue Goodwin? Heather Gray? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Grimes?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
Epstein.
Thank you. Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez?
Epstein.
Thank you. James McFadden is still absent, right? Darlene Pagano?
Epstein.
John Rhodes?
I support the amendment, yes.
Thank you. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sharon Salam?
Abstain.
Thank you. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Thank you. Berta Willis is absent. All right. Teresa Allen, you passed.
Allen says abstain.
All right. Adriana Casanave?
Say yes.
Fred Dodsworth, you passed.
No. No.
William Foster, you passed.
Abstain.
All right, there's 9 yes, 2 no, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll say yes.
Okay. 10 yes, 2 no, 6 abstentions.
All right, so that was, the motion to amend, and the motion to amend passes. So now the main motion is amended to say the 15th instead of the 31st. Are there any objections to the main motion as amended?
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'm trying to see if I can do this quickly. Are there any objections besides Marianne's?
Yes.
Okay.
I have an amendment. I have an amendment.
That's out of order.
I tried to raise this back quite a while ago and it was shut.
Oh, well.
It's brief. It's specific. I don't think it's hard.
No, but it'll be another half hour of discussion. Go ahead, Beth. Please make your amendment.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, Teresa.
Turn voting.
I find that board member Von Gutten is being argumentative with the chair. I think that the chair should be able to make decisions and go with it.
Madam Chair, is that the point of order?
What rule is being broken?
What rule is broken?
None.
Yes, there is. There is. A rule that is being broken.
Talking to the chair.
Back when it was appropriate, and we were not allowed to do that.
We're in the middle of a vote, though, aren't we?
Yes.
No, this is it precedes that vote. I want to amend to make the registration period end at midnight Pacific time, rather than midnight East Coast time, because it catches people off guard out here. If you say midnight, people tend to take it to mean midnight their own time. So I think it would, it's been a kink in the process out here for a while. It's not hard. If no one objects, then it wouldn't require another vote.
Chair, point of information, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
It's actually a question, but I'm going to form it as a statement. I believe the rule is midnight at the local time, whatever it's Pacific, Eastern, or whatever. I believe that's the rule.
That's not what Renee says.
It's not.
Central is the time zone that Houston is in.
I move we adjourn the meeting for executive session.
Oh, for God's sake.
So Fred, we didn't finish.
We didn't even finish
with the motion that was on the floor. We only amended the motion. And Beth wanted to change midnight Pacific time. Wanted to change it to midnight Pacific time. Okay, folks. Here's the thing that people are getting. I get it. This is important stuff, right? This is the elections. Sorry. Choking on my own words. This is important stuff and people take it very seriously and then get, you know, very charged up about these issues. But I want to remind us all that these are calls that the National Election Supervisor makes. These are not calls that the PMB gets to make. And so what we are doing is, having extended debate about something that is at best a suggestion to the National Election Supervisor. So, I am happy to have it say midnight Pacific time instead of midnight Eastern time, or have it say midnight, in the time zone of your station. Which accomplishes effectively the same thing, I think, on the theory that there aren't that many people who are awake between midnight and 3 a.m. Or midnight and 2 a.m. In the Eastern or Central time zone, who would be submitting their paperwork then. Are there any objections to Beth's motion to amend to say midnight Pacific time? Hearing none. We'll consider that part of the motion as well. Okay, now we're on the motion itself. Let's at least finish this before we adjourn to executive session. Okay, so the motion is now amended. You know, Sagerton's amendment on the date and Beth's amendment on midnight Pacific time. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Oh, I heard a whole bunch of objections, including Beth's, which was that she'd not been heard. Okay, so let me just say that again. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Here's your chance, people.
I want to vote on it.
Yeah, I'll object if it makes, if it moves it to a vote.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
Okay. Okay. So let's go to a roll call vote on this, Nancy. And this is the now fully amended motion. Dingaman is amended by Sagerton and von Gunten. Nancy. All right. Let me
see if I can.
Okay. Go ahead.
Teresa Allen.
Allen abstains.
Thank you. Adriana Casanay.
Yes.
James Dingaman.
Yes.
Yes, I have. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Thank you. William Foster.
Yes.
Thank you. Sue Goodwin. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Thank you. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Darlene, you're muted.
I didn't hear my name called. I vote no.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I vote yes.
Thank you. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Thank you. Sharon Salam.
No.
Thank you. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Thank you. Elizabeth von Gunten.
Yes.
Thank you. Egberto Willis is absent. 8 yes, 6 no.
Adriana vote yes, right?
Passed, you passed, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Alan would like to change your note to vote to no.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We have 9 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain. Okay.
And then 7 no, 2 abstentions.
Chair, point of order when it's appropriate, please.
Yes. Okay, yes, go ahead.
Okay, so earlier in the meeting, you said that I'd have an opportunity to make the motion regarding investigating the errors, apparent errors, or deletions, whatever's going on in the membership database.
I did, but I thought that we would not spend that much time on Jim Dingaman's motion when we started talking about it at 9:28-ish.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I will hold it till our next meeting. Would you put it, may I request now that it be placed on the agenda for the next meeting? It's, I think it's critically important.
Yes.
Chair, while we're at it, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Will you please place the motion I submitted to you tonight and on April 13th on the agenda?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chair, one additional item, please.
Yes.
I'd also like placed on the agenda a motion about an alternative way for carts to be placed for candidates. It's just a recommendation. Maybe it can be handled through the election committee. I'm not sure. But if not, then I'd like to place it on the agenda for the PMB.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. So we are at the point on the agenda where, let's see, where, we would basically, there was unfinished business, new business, but it is already 10:25. So we're 10 minutes past the, moving into executive session at a time certain of 10:15. Can I get a motion to move into executive session, please?
No, moved.
Thank you, Fred. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none at 10:25 p.m., we are adjourning from open session to closed session.